Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 109th UIEPT. Today, on the 28th of November, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success.
Now we may begin Section A of the listening test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 11.
Number 1. I can't find those photographs I just had developed.
I think I saw them on the piano.
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
Fred sure was angry.
I'll say. He left without saying goodbye to anyone.
What does the man say about Fred? Number 3.
What an uncomfortable looking chair.
Well, it may look that way, but just try it out.
What does the woman imply? Number 4.
So, where are the rose gardens? Didn't you say they were here on the west side of the park?
No, I said they were on the east side.
What does the woman mean? Number 5.
George, is Linda leaving tonight?
I think that's what she said.
What does George say about Linda? Number 6.
2 weeks' work, down the drain.
Oh no! Your experiment wasn't successful?
What is learned about the man from this conversation? Number 7.
I see Carrie's riding her bike again. Did she fix it herself?
I think she got her brother to do it.
What does the man believe about Carrie? Number 8.
Did the band play for about 2 hours?
No, this time the concert was over in an hour and a half.
How long did the concert last? Number 9.
Maybe you could get a ride to campus with Peggy tomorrow.
Oh, Peggy no longer drives to class.
What does the man say about Peggy? Number 10.
Swimming is good exercise.
Of course, and so is dancing.
What does the woman mean? Number 11.
I need to go out. Is it still raining?
Yes, but it's starting to let up a little.
What does the woman mean?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 12 to 15.
Listen to a conversation in an astronomy class.
Professor Carmichael, I'd like to ask a question. You just said that, according to Einstein, Nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Is that right?
Yes, Ted. That's what Einstein said, and most scientists agree with him.
Then does that mean that we could never build spaceships to go to other stars?
Well, let's think about it. Do you remember how far it is to the nearest star?
I think you said a few days ago that it's about 4 light years.
About that. And how fast does light travel?
Around 186,000 miles per second.
Yes. And a light year is the distance light travels in a year. Imagine that. A light year is the equivalent of almost 6 trillion miles.
But what if we built a ship that could go almost as fast as light? Then we could get to the closest star in 4 or 5 years.
That's true in theory. Unfortunately, there are no spaceships that can even approach the speed of light. Even if we built ships that are much faster than the rockets we have today, it would probably take hundreds or thousands of years to get to the closest stars. How could you carry enough fuel to last that long? We'd need a completely different method of powering spaceships.
So you're saying that you don't think people will ever be able to travel to the stars?
Well, I don't want to say never, Ted. Who knows what kinds of scientific breakthroughs there will be? But I think, for the foreseeable future, there will only be starships in science fiction movies and books.
This is the end of the recording.